Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Welcome to this end of May edition of Folkscene here on Minerva Radio, brought to you courtesy of Coldy Media, of course. My name's Mike Brocken, and I'm going to be with you over the next hour-ish, I suppose, presenting some fascinating new releases from the Folkscene and beyond, and also letting you know about the odd gig here and there. So let's kick off with a singer-songwriter plus band about whom I know very little. Manchester-based Rob Jones and The Restless Dream. They evidently know their way around contemporary country rock and West Coast music, though, and apparently cut this single release, download only, I think, in Chester at Slowflower Studios. I think it's a little belter, really. So see what you make of this. Tired Old Town by Manchester's Rob Jones and The Restless Dream.
Perched in the sky, late afternoon in the middle of June, when the river runs dry. I've taken my time hanging around in this tired old town. On beer, smoke my last cigarette. It's been 25 years, I'm frozen in fear, and I haven't quit yet. You can get high, but you have to come down this tired old town. Something, something that won't ever come. They're tearing down churches and nail houses too, putting both of their gods on the run. Picking their thorns, fixing their crowns. These tired old towns. In
That's authentic, isn't it? Really authentic, that, I must say. Rob Jones and The Restless Dream and Tired Old Town. Really like that. Did you catch that line as well, Louise? Cellophane girls with a language I don't understand. A great line. But that's all about all I can tell you. But I have signed up to Rob's website, so I'll keep you posted about them. But they're from Manchester anyway. I wonder if Tired Old Town is Manchester or Chester. I would say the former, perhaps, rather than the latter. Anyway, keeping the West Coast music vibe going a little bit, but with an outfit actually from the East Coast of the US, Vermont to be precise, folk rock duo Hungry Town are just about to release their fourth album. The official release date is 21st of June, and it's entitled Circus for Sale. There have already been a few single releases from this set, one of which, Tuesday Sun, has already attracted some attention over here. And Hungry Town, a duo, are Rebecca Hall and Ken Anderson. And after years and years of worldwide touring, I think they've crafted something quite special with this new release. We'll play more from them over the forthcoming programmes. But in the meantime, let's hear that single from the new album, which has attracted so much attention, Tuesday Sun. I really like that. That's Vermont's Hungry Town and Tuesday Sun from their forthcoming album, Circus for Sale. And it's going to be available in late June on California's Big Stir Records, a very interesting independent record company from, I think they're from around Berkeley somewhere. Real 60s folk rock thing going on there, I think. So right up my alley, definitely. And they're coming over, so I'll keep you posted. And meanwhile, we'll play more tracks from this excellent new album in future programmes from Hungry Town. Really good stuff there. Speaking as we were of singles, Christina Alden and Alex Patterson have just released A Little Beauty. So have a listen to Alden and Patterson's Safe Travels.
Safe travels, wherever you go. My heart lingers to you, clings to your bones, and the night's never ending on the way home. Safe travels, wherever you roam. You're leaving, bound far away. My heart longs for you, but I know you can't stay. My mind, it is turning with the things I should say. When you're leaving, bound far away. Be steady, be steady as you move along. May the wind fill your sails as it carries you on. The road's never ending when you're alone. Be steady as you move along. Go slowly with these tired eyes. Take care that these wheels stay safe.
Christina and Alex's work. Look forward to seeing them during the summer festival season. Maybe as a duo as well, but certainly they're members of Kite Wing as well. We've played a bit of Kite Wing, haven't we? So that's Alex Patterson and Christina Alden's latest download single, Safe Travels. Really nice that, like that. Next up, okay, the first of two selections from an album released at the end of April, actually. One I've been playing a lot at home in Chester. The artist is Craig Joyner. And the album is named A Kind of Calm, and I think it's pretty special, actually. Craig is a highly accomplished guitarist and songwriter who has worked principally in the rock field, first with his band Romeo's Daughter in the late 80s, I think that was, early 90s, who some time ago had successful chart single and album entries in the US. And following that, many of his songs came to be covered, for example, Heart and Eddie Money enjoyed hits from Craig's work. Also, his music more recent years has been used in several major Hollywood movies too. But he originally started playing as a kid at the Cellar Folk Club in Hemel Hempstead, which I think is great, really. And it seems now that he's travelled full circle and he's released just a fascinating acoustic album from which I've selected this next song. This is Craig Joyner and The Wedding Day of Eliza May.
simple needs. A common life is all I lead. And when I think about all I've got, you could wrap it up in a cardboard box. I live by the sun and I work the land, saving up for a wedding band, to make a life with my darling girl. It's all I wanted from this world. And the people came from miles around. They danced and drank as the sun went down. A perfect time is all we'd say. Now Eliza May is loved by all. Make any man stand 10 feet tall. The rarest bloom in all the land. And I let her slip right through these hands. Preoccupied I may have been, blind to what I should have seen. And now I'm here on a special day, to watch my dreams all fade away. And the people came from miles around. They danced and drank till the sun went down. Time is all we'd say. All the wedding day of Eliza May. When I go, you should know that I keep a place inside my heart that is true to you till the day. Now Eliza May in her wedding gown, a finer girl could not be found. Will you dance with me just one last time? I'll leave my love for you behind. All the people came from miles around. They danced and drank till the sun went down. A perfect time is all we'd say on the wedding day of Eliza May. All the people came from miles around.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. I've been playing that an awful lot at home over the last couple of weeks. Fantastic. It's a great piece of acoustic folk music, but it's also got a little bit of pop sensibility about it, I think, hasn't it? Those beautiful harmonies in the background. Fantastic guitar playing. That's the highly talented Craig Joyner there and his own song, The Wedding Day of Eliza May. From, honestly, it's a sumptuous album. Really, really good albums. It's probably, I think, the best album I've heard so far this year, to be honest. Just really good. The album's called A Kind of Calm, and it was released towards the end of April. And The Wedding Day of Eliza May has now just this minute actually been released as a single. So let's hope it gets lots of radio play. I think it's just great. And we'll hear another track from the Craig Joiner album later. He's on tour over here as well. I mean, he's an Englishman to begin with, but I think he might spend a lot of his time in the States. But I missed him. He was in Halton Folk Club in Bolton earlier on this month. But he's travelling around the country quite a lot. I don't know whether I'll be able to catch him, possibly over in Sheffield in September. But look out for him. I would imagine the date lists I've got will be added to, I would think. I would think so. You know, his reputation will precede him a little bit there. So look out for Craig Joiner on his UK tour. I'll play you another track in a little while. Meanwhile, next up, a band who are playing two gigs local to me in West Cheshire, actually. As I pre-record this, they were on at Little Budworth Jubilee Hall on the 1st of June. That's a lovely little venue, you know, in Little Budworth in Cheshire. And the following day at Upton by Chester Village Hall here in the city of Chester. And that's a nice venue too. I'm talking about Newfoundland-based Juno Award nominees Rum Ragged. Very rootsy, but also lyrically very contemporary as well. Nice band, they can really play and they've got a great sound. So have a listen to this one. And this is from their brand new album, so they'll have some at the gigs. The album's called Gone Jigging, whatever that means. And this is Rum Ragged and The Road to Lush's Bite.
You are leaving is ever your home. It'll occupy your needing when you want no more to roam. And every little inlet, every cove and every rock is the stuff that you are made of. You are island stock. At 20 young men travel, their load is small and light. For most it never matters whether they go left or right. I was thinking on those cities, how bright they seem at night, while Aurora Borealis lit the road to Lush's Bite. Man-made urban spaces, they don't rest, they're never still. And the wind remains alone, without purpose, without will. There's nothing for their homeless but a rich man's godless prayer that whoever they are not in despair. This place you are leaving is ever your home. It'll occupy your needing when you want no more to roam. And every little inlet, every cove and every rock is the stuff that you are made of. You are island stock. I've seen those young men travel, dreadfully but proud, in need of a livelihood, wanting to live out loud, leaving all in all behind them, sacrificing all their ways. And Toronto sees a thousand like them every single day. Security, but they question every cost. One day a token finds them, a letter or a friend, and all they've built is broken and all they've started ends. This place you are leaving is ever your home. It'll occupy your needing when you want no more to roam. And every little inlet, every cove and every rock is the stuff that you are made. You are island star. Yes, every single inlet, every cove and every rock is the stuff that you are made of. You are island star.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Currently on tour over here with a new album to boot. It's called Gone Jigging. So if you get down to the gigs, you'll find one of the CD copies there. That's Newfoundland band Rum Ragged and the album opener, The Road to Lush's Barn. Excellent stuff, really good. I've always wanted to go to Newfoundland, you know, and I've never got there. I'd love to just wander around the island and listen to all different kinds of music, Scottish and French and mixtures of the two, you know. I'd love to go. Must go one of these days. Try to catch them while they're over anyway. It's not often that Newfoundlanders come to play for us, and so it's really interesting stuff. Talking about brand new albums, there is a brand new album entitled Wild Goose, which has been released by renowned Devon-based duo Harbottle and Jonas. And I'm sure you've come across them. They play loads of gigs, loads and loads of gigs all over the place, really. And they have a very, very distinct sound. Great festival band, lovely songwriters. And actually, they always present us with superb arrangements on their albums, I think. Back in 2021, while I was still on BBC Radio Merseyside, I played lots of tracks from their excellent album, Beacon. Do you remember Beacon coming out? I highly recommend that to you even now, especially if you want to get into their sound. You know, it's a good way into their sound. And their newie is equally impressive. I think it's their fifth. So let's take a listen to Harbottle and Jonas and the title track from their brand new album, Wild Goose.
Go and chase the wild goose down in the valley and over the river. Go and chase the wild goose down in the valley and over. Go and chase the wild goose
Lovely stuff. Out now on Brookview Records. That's Harbottle and Jonas and their title track from their brand new album, Wild Goose. Great album. Try to catch them if you can. They're really, really good live. I've seen them two or three times way back in the audience here and there. And I'll be playing more tracks from that album as the summer moves on. Superb stuff. Harbottle and Jonas. Next up, one we've already played here on Minerva Radio. Yes, we do that occasionally. But I noticed, actually, the track had cropped up on the latest edition of Rock and Reel magazine's Unheard series of bonus CDs. I don't know if you buy Rock and Reel. It's a great, great, really good journal, I think. And actually, Rock and Reel are now up to volume 105 of these just invaluable compilations. So many congratulations to Sean McGee and his team for that one. The track I'm talking about is by Callum Gilligan, local to us, of course. We know Callum. And it's his latest single, which we played a few months back, Galloway No More. So let's give that a spin, shall we?
I wish that I was with you now to pass away the hours. A childhood spent, but spent so well in field and tree and bough. But in my dreams I see the graveyard wall, and off we'd go with our sticks in our hands until the evening called. In my dreams I'm still on that road, marching to your door, and I know I won't see you crying with joy.
To see the Callum Gilligan's work is being acknowledged by the National Folk print media as well. So well done to Callum and well done to Rock and Roots for doing that, Rock and Reel, I should say, for getting behind some of our local artists. Actually, that latest edition of Unheard, the CD compilation, contains several excellent tracks, one of which is from an Alabama duo I've not previously come across. They're Anthony Crawford and Savannah Lee and are known as Sugarcane Jane, which is a great name. I think that's a cracking name. It almost, you can tell what the music is going to sound like, can't you, really? Anthony has worked with Neil Young, Stevie Winwood and Rosanna Cash, while Savannah is known at Nashville's famous Bluebird Cafe. Wow, if she can hold an audience at the Bluebird Cafe, she's pretty good, I can tell you. They have a new album out anyway entitled On a Mission, and the track chosen by Rock and Reel for their CD is this one, called Burn.
I'm not a victim, I'm a creature of what I choose. Sometimes I choose to win and sometimes I come unglued. Take me to your secret place, a place where I can see the truth. Anybody wanna buy TV? I got one that I don't use, and now I'm so undecided. I don't know which way to turn, and it's totally not my decision. You live inside of me. Looking out for number one is a cold and necessary thing. Making hay while the sun still shines, come a rainy day, you give it time. Just sure to make me bleed, more than enough to drive me crazy. At the corner of what to do, the lights are about to change and we're gonna have to move it. Now I'm so undecided, I don't know which way to turn. And it's totally not my decision, you live inside of me. Sometimes I come unglued and I'm so undecided. I don't know which way to turn, and it's totally not my decision. You live inside of me.
Good stuff, that. I like that. Burn by Sugarcane Jane. And I found that one on Rock and Reel's CD as well. They have some good stuff that crops up over that. I think there must be 17 or 18 tracks on that CD this month. And it's just great, you know, all good stuff. And that's an Alabama-based duo plus band, of course. Anthony Crawford and Savannah Lee, Sugarcane Jane. Like that. The track is Burn, and it's taken from their On a Mission set. I'll have to look out for that one, see if I can actually find it in a shop somewhere. Maybe not, but you never know. You never know, you look. Okay, my producer Ian Beecham has been listening to the latest offering from Scott's band Dulu and has selected a track for us to play here on Folk Scene, which has just arrived, actually. Dulu hail from Glasgow, as many of us know, and their new album is released on the 28th of June. The album is entitled Close To, and a single download release precedes this as a taster. And it's an interesting track, really. It's an old walking song that tells the story of the chief of the MacDonald clan, Donald Mackay and Nick Seamus, at the Battle of Carinish on North Uist in 1601. So let's take a listen to this from Dulu. That's a kind of a taster from the, a download taster from the new Dulu album, which is out now, I think, or in a couple of weeks' time. And that's Mackay and Seamus, and that's about the one of the MacDonald clans. You know, I suppose he was a bit of a tyrant on the one hand and a hero on the other, depend on which clan you might have been involved in. But it's to do with the Battle of Carinish on North Uist in 1601. I'll certainly look forward to hearing the entire Dulu album later in June. Anyway, if it comes my way, as and when it comes my way, let's say. Okay, very interesting album came my way the other day via the good offices of Jim Saws. And it's not released until the second week in June either, so it's definitely worth looking out for over the summer months. And it comes from Odette Michel, Karen Pfeiffer and Daria Kulesh, three completely unique folk voices, really, I think, all hailing from different backgrounds. The album is entitled Flowers, and it will be launched on Sunday the 9th of June at the Riverhouse Barn Art Centre, no less, in Walton-on-Thames. And there's a tour of UK venues and festivals to follow. So I'll look out for that too. I played a lot of Odette Michelle stuff before lockdown and Daria Coolish as well. So I'll really look forward to seeing them. Now, the album Flowers features just some amazing close harmonies, plus a kind of international twist to the music that you might notice because it's brought about by these cultural differences of the three singers. But they turn them into similarities, if you see what I mean. I mean, Odette is English, Karen is German, and Daria is Russian. So take a listen to their version of the traditional Lady Margaret and see what you think.
Reite zu spät durch Nacht und Wind. Es ist der Vater mit seinem Kind. Hat den Knaben wohl in dem Arm. Fasst ihn sicher, hält ihn warm.
Who's riding on a night so wild? It is a father with his child. The boy is cradled in his arms. He holds him tight, he keeps him warm.
My son, what scares you over there?
Oh, father dear, beware, beware. The elven king is here, is here. I hear him whispering in my ear.
Дитя, скорее, иди ко мне. Всегда весна в моей стране. Не знать тебе забот земных в моих чертогах золотых.
Lady Margaret took her silver comb, made haste to comb her hair, and she's gone down to the chaser's wood as fast as she could dare, as fast as she could dare.
It is the Halloween when the elven court shall rot. And if she would her true love say, the old bridge she must hide, the old bridge she must hide.
Oh, she looked high and she looked low, she compassed all around. She nothing saw, she nothing heard, she heard no mortal sound, no sound, she heard no mortal sound.
Until the darkest hour of night, she heard the bridles ring. It chilled her heart, gave her a start, more than any mortal thing, no thing, more than any mortal thing.
First came the black horse, then the brown, her true love rode the white. She leapt and wrapped him in her arms. He gave her a fright, a fright. He gave her a fright.
Then thunder roared across the sky, the stars shone bright as day. The elven queen gave a thrilling cry. Dumbling
all in her arms into a lion wild. She held him tight, she feared him not. The father of her child, the father of her child.
Well, they changed him then all in her arms into a dog to bite. She held him tight, she feared him not. He didn't her a fright, he didn't her a fright.
Oh, they changed him there all in her arms to a white hot bar of iron. She held him tight, she feared him not. He done to her no harm, no harm. He done to her no harm.
Oh, they changed him then, all in her arms, into a naked man.
She wrapped him in her cloak so warm.
Tamlin, my love, we've won, we've won. Tamlin, my love, we've won. Tamlin, my love, we've won, we've won. Tamlin, my love, we've won.
Oh, I like that. A real eclectic mix of sounds there, especially the harmonies. Unique female voices, once they start to harmonise, if they're from different cultures, they sound really, really interesting, don't they? That's Lady Margaret by Michelle Pfeiffer and Coolish from their soon-to-be-released album, Flowers. Really good stuff, that. And Lady Margaret, of course, is a variation, isn't it, on the Tamlin narrative, which I'm sure many of you know all about that. So that's kind of from Lady Margaret's perspective, I think, really, in many respects. You'll know what I mean about that. And as we said, Sunday 9th of June, The album's going to be launched by Michelle Pfeiffer and Kulesh at the Riverhouse Barn Art Centre in Walton on Thames. Very nice too. And a tour's going to follow. And presumably, you know, should all go well, they might pick up some festival gigs as a consequence of that too. They're really good. As I say, Odette Michelle in particular, I was a great fan of, but all three of these ladies can really, really knock it out. Very, very good stuff. Okay, well, time's getting on now, and I promised you another Craig Joyner track from what I think is a superb new album. It's called A Kind of Calm. Of the 10 tracks, two are traditional. So let's hear one of those now. This is Roud 2496, Mary and the Soldier.
Come all you lads of high renown, let me hear of a fair young maiden. And she roved out of a summer's day to view the soldiers parading. They march so bold and they look so gay, the colours flying and the bands did play. And it caused young Mary for to say, oh, had you me gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. And know what cruel your parents must be to banish me darling so far from me. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, me bold undaunted soldier. Oh, Mary, dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall, the shot from an angry cannonball. And you, so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. A heart that's bolder, and I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold undaunted soldier. But don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, me gallant soldier. And when he saw and Mary so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, and hopes that God might stand a friend for Mary and a gallant soldier.
Tremendous version of actually a tremendous traditional song, Mary and the Soldier, by Craig Joyner from his brand new album. It's Roud 2946. It's been sung that many times and collected so many times that it's even listed in the great volume of Roud traditional music. I remember actually Paul Brady doing a smashing version of that some years ago now on his and Andy Irvine's first kind of solo work. But that's so beautiful from Craig Joyner. Scottish song, as I mentioned before, also known as the Highland Soldier. And as we mentioned previously, Craig is appearing live here and there. So check out craigjoinermusic.com. And hopefully he'll be adding dates as he goes along. I mean, if he's that good, he'll be in demand. You know, tremendous. And I think it's a lovely album, Craig Joiner's A Kind of Calm. And as previously stated, it's one of the best, if not the best album I've heard so far this year. And it's been a good year so far. It's a smashing record, that. Okay, just time now for a track from an album that's been out for a little while, I think, in Scandinavia. And that's Mojna's Ventanetta. Now, those of you who keep an eye on traditional music from Norway and Sweden will know this band, rated as one of the very, very best. So I thought we'll go out with a nice instrumental with Mojna, and the track is called Lujna, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.